והלוכה חייב או איניש לי בסומה בפוראי. So I think for a person to drink in Purim, it's brought down in the Poiskim, the Nes was Mishte Ayayin, the Chet was in the Yayin, Kitoiv Lema Melech Bayoin, then both times that Haman came with Mordechai and Esther and Achashverosh to the Sude was Bemishte Ayayin. So it's brought down, what is the vault of the Yayin? Why the Broche, the Nes, the Chayev Inishli Besume is the Inyan of the Yayin? So I heard once the Hezber, as a Aloche, if a person drinks wine, and you bring a better bottle of wine, the Aloche is you make a Toive Ameitiv. You drink wine, and you bring a better bottle of wine, a Toive Ameitiv. Toive Ameitiv is the most beautiful broche that a Jewish person could make. Yeah, broche, shehakol ni avidvoi, v'yir pri o'eitz, v'yir pri o'adomo. Hatoiv v'ameitiv. If you would ask me, I would make this broche when you finish Shas Bavli. Ef she Bavli in Yerushalmi tzazamen, I would make such a broche. Hatoiv v'ameitiv. Hatoiv v'ameitiv in a bottle of wine. Drink a bottle of $20, a bottle of 200 grams, make a toive ameitiv. And this is a toive ameitiv. So, basically, the kasha tesis in Arvi Psochim stills on the kasha. Tesis says a mahalach, because tesis says that the Chazal say that a toive ameitiv in Birkas HaMozon was an Aruge Beisar. There was a city, hundreds of thousands of people that were killed. And kshenitnu lekvura, so the metakin abrocha hatoiv ve'ameitiv, hatoiv shelo yisrichu, that the bodies would have masriach in all the years that the Rome didn't let to bury them. Ve'ameitiv shenitnu lekvur, this is the reason you have to take off the knife, b'shas benching, because just in case when you come to hatoiv ve'ameitiv, you remember the tzorah, you could stab yourself in a mistake. So, this is the takana not to have a knife, b'shas benching. So, zok teisves that Chazal say that Aruge Beisar, there was so much blood running, and the blood was going, and it came to the kromim around the Beisar, and the grapes became very special from this blood. So maybe we have a better wine, we remember Aruge Beisar. Also, a taste is a taste yishonim. So now we're psochim that in kufta zvov, kuf chavdal. But the helem divra taste is, yeah? So what's the pshat? Atoy ve'ameitiv. The pshat is azay. If a person, lama zogan, he never saw that they make wine in his life. So he lives in Mesharim, you know, it's garbage. He will go to France, and he sees a huge kerem with huge grapes. $100 a pound they sell them. Mamash choshev the grapes. Since some of these people make a fortune, he says, Mamash come. He sees the people come, they take off all the grapes, they put it in big pits on the floor. Take off the shoes, they put on boots, and they start to step on it. It's like the stomach of the friends, people are Meshugim. They had such choshev of grapes. Chosh, they don't have grape juice. No. They wait till it starts to sour. Meshugoy mamash. Chosh, they have vinegar. Chemetz ben yayin, it's eichad emes. Finishes to sour for 30 days, it bubbles. They take barrels and they put it down. They send it down under the earth. And it says not to open for 100 years. It says, he knows that's a soil. You bury people. But in France, you bury... France people are meshugim. Yeah. This person dies after a couple of years and he's sure when he goes up to the Shemayim that in French, French meshugoy. Yeah. We know that this is the system to make wine, right? It's a process. On the Asya Shai. So Pshat, what happens to us? We see that a mushroom if we go to visit in France. Yeah. So take us and we'll see it. So we'll also think Mishugoyim. The Yeshleim, are they doing wine? Mushroom, what happens? Sometimes you forget the answer. Will remind you that Mishlom is not Mishugoyim. Yeah. But the Pshat, you will not have a kasha. I'm saying kasha, yeah. It's a kasha mitateret. So why he's doing it? Because he will. It's a normal thing. He doesn't have a kash in the teretz. This is the normal system. You're not going to find something strange here. Grapes is the only product in the world that comes down to the world full, you spoil it and it becomes better. Dehainu. Lamashu. Oranges come good. Apples come good. You can make orange juice, ganz fine. You can make apple juice, ganz fine. Wheat, lemoshel, comes very schwach. But you can make a process, bagels, cake, chalas, malach. Grapes come down, shiva saminim, fest. You spoil it, it becomes chomet, you can't even drink it. For a month, you can't touch it. And then it starts to be good. And the more you wait, it becomes better and better and better. When a person sees wine, he sees the Moshe Klal Yisrael went into Mitzrayim. Yeah? Terrible. 200 years. Although we know, on them they given Klal Yisrael. They had to pure the Zuhamo. We don't understand what it means. On Yitzhiyas means, you know, Yaakov and Bono, we all go Mitzrayim. Chazal says, Eisof Halach Seira. Says, Ich will nicht in Mitzrayim. I don't want the Teira. Let me to live a good life. Klal Yisrael passed what they passed. They become Klal Yisrael. Ilu lenafal tilei kamti. This is Klal Yisrael. So when we see the grapes, and we have a better wine, a better grape, remember, this is the Seder Advarim. This is the way the Ribbono Shel Olam feels developed. It's hard, but there's a reason that it's hard that in the end it will be good. It's a process. You have to pass the process. You have to pass the process. Atoy v'ameitiv. Klal Yisrael, Mishas, the Megillah, Klal Yisrael, what Klal Yisrael came out of the Megillah? Klal Yisrael came out of the Megillah that when you see things happen, sometimes you think it's bad. Esther was taken to Beis HaChashverosh. Tzadikus, a Neviah, Mordechai. Aber Lemaiz, it was for Hatzolah from Klal Yisrael. But it took time to see it. The Hakore, if the Yain is Hatoy Ve'ameitiv, the Brocha and wine is Hatoy Ve'ameitiv. Chazal wo Megalgel, that the Nes of Purim was Duch wine, wine gives us this message. This is the reason we make a teva and made even wine. Altis b'ro'ilom. But not time altis b'ro'ilom. It's to make us better. To make us, not every time we see it. This person also doesn't see it. It takes him 100 years. But a person has to live in such a matzav that not that he forgets. Like when you see when people do a process of wine, it's not a child. Maybe you will forget and maybe you remember and then hopefully you remember. No. Hatoy ve'ameitiv is only good, pure good. This is Hatoy ve'ameitiv. In a week, we'll be holding already in Motzei Shushan Purim. The Avodah of Purim is starting already Yom Chamishi, the Tainis Esther. The Avodah of Purim is to come to that Akor. Spoke last week, the Wolf in the Maharal, Adel Yoda ben Ohomon Nebuch Mordechai. There's no difference. Oh, Ham and both Mordechai. Both of them to get us close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Haman was kof alem har kigigis. Are you upset with the har? Forget it's a part of the Maimon Har Sinai. It's the har kigigis. Mechash ve'erosh. Haman was the har. You're angry with the har. You're angry with Haman. So what if the enemy is doing tzaras to you? It's not the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not Kol Yochel is doing it. He wants you good. He wants you to grow. This is the process. 200 years in Mitzrayim. Bamo is, Chazal say 210. We're in Mitzrayim. To make Umo Yisraelis, to make us to grow. Avron Yankiv Avinu. Me'at ve'royim chayei shenai. 14 years he has to hide from Esav. Lavan is chasing him. Ve'iro Yaakov mo'id v'yetzer lo'i lov Esav kumt. Dino is taken a whole milchome. Yosef is not there 22 years. Yaakov p'chir sheba'aves. Yaakov p'chir sheba'aves. It's kedai. But this is life. Bikish Yaakov l'shev b'shalvo. Amal lo yedai l'akud b'et tzadikim v'ashem munach l'lo l'mabo. The simcha of Purim has to be a real simcha. A real simcha. To come to that akor. And to be sameach, Ribbono Shel Olam. Ashreinu, ma toiv chalkeinu, ma noim goyer oleinu. Our tzores are the best. What Boyer Olam prepares for us is the best for us. We know that we believe in it. This is what the Boreh Olam wants for us, and this is what the Boreh Olam is preparing for us. This is what a person has to believe in. Das ist der Metzius. Das ist der Metzius. When a person is standing before the Avodah of Purim, he has to come to that Akorah. And when you come to that Akorah, this Simcha is a real Simcha. I want to tell you. In Panovich, when I was a Bacher, in the good days, so, you know, the way the Rabbeim in our days did was that we had to go to visit the Rabbeim in Purim. Remember, it was so the way it went is, you know, you came to Yarsha, well, you know, Shivas. So the boys that were sitting and learning, you know, they were put around the table and they would give wine. And the ones that had a koyach had to drink till they became shikr. You know, not you came from outside, you made noises, kilo, you're a shikr. You know, they gave you 5-6 bottles of wine, you had to drink them. And then to see if you speak and learning when you touch Shikha Kalait. I remember it was done to me, I never know what happened. You know, no one tells you what you said, yeah? You have to hope that you behave, because it's in front of everyone. I remember we learned for a week without a hefsek before, that we'll only have learning in our head and nothing else will come out. This was like the lachatz. For a week, you didn't think about nothing, only in learning. You mamish stuffed it so much in, that when you're Shikha, what will spritz out will be wine, and it will be Taylor. This was the chedavis of the Torah that was in that days. A person has to know, Chazal say, you know, Amol, you see guys, you know, Purim comes. A lot of guys, you see, they're getting all nervous. You understand, you know, Purim, you're sure all the guys get very excited. And I tell you, I could see a face of guys, all nervous. They don't know what they will do Purim. They don't know, yeah? Some start to buy hats, you know, they don't know. Some start to buy interesting ties. You know, But in America, Chotchi had his tats and the groups. You know, here's Mamish doesn't know what to do, yeah? Here he had a tzad maybe to go back for 3 days, yeah? And then he decided not to. Everyone knows what I mean exactly, yeah? Nebachs. Nebachs. Why Nebachs? Person that is not full, he wants to be happy. Yeah? Everyone wants to be happy. Purim are the peak of the happy of the Jewish person, yeah? And he's nervous. Vos vil zayn, yeah? You know, you see the guy say, well, he'll do oy, but it doesn't make him happy, eh? He's empty. You have to know, a person cannot be happy if he's not full with Torah. He can't. I say, I'm all the marshal. You have a car, yeah? So you want the car to drive, yeah? So there's two ways to fill up the car. There's one way to fill up the car with gas, or you could put inside Pepsi. Both of them are black. Yeah, a person will say, you know, gas is very expensive today. You could buy Pepsi much cheaper. And the guy will say, you know, have a riot. Taste the Pepsi, taste the gas, see what is better. What smells, what doesn't smell. What makes you dirty? Pepsi, you schmuck. Gas, you can't drink. Gas falls in your clothes, you're all dirty. Well, is Nishkin Suffolk that, and it's cheaper to use Pepsi. What is the answer? You put Pepsi inside the car, it doesn't drive. So if you're a little kid, so the wheel moves and the lights go on, you think that the Pepsi is taking geschmack. Yeah, it wasn't enough kimino for you. You don't see the difference. Especially if you have in the window a screen that you think that pictures are changing, yeah? So you move the wheel, you put on the lights, and you feel gewaltig. Yeah? But if you're a little bit mature, it's a golden schmidt nicht. Because Bochum made a neshama, and he said the neshama goes and drives with Teir. I says Teir is so greasy. It's a gate nicht, yeah? So he'll put Pepsi inside. Well, you go away for Shabbos. I just remember the second two Rabbeim told me in Yeshiva this week. I didn't know that there's a place everywhere in Israel that people go for Shabbos. There's a place, yeah? That the person that goes there doesn't have a right to be in the Yeshiva. He's a choyte umachti. Chotzuf rosh ha'ol. A boch that goes to such a place. That you order a place in a place. If you know guys that do it, go to the Rosh Hashiva and tell them and try to throw them out of your rooms and out of the yeshiva. Boch could order a place to go for Shabbos. Chalila v'chas, he doesn't know where he's going. Stam treif edikazach. Treif. I didn't know Thomas Mishin Alange Sachen. So I heard about him. I am naive. I didn't think that I'm such. I'm not updated. I thought I know all that. But that's the chumah from Klal Yisrael, such a zach. Chumah from Klal Yisrael. You go to a family that you know them, Shem with Teiru Mitzvahs. Vizel. Not the place that someone on the internet puts you to go to. And if you know people, you have to get them out of the yeshiva, get them out of the rooms, tell the rabbein to stop them, to any milchama that you could to stop these people to go to these places. I didn't plan to speak about it. If I plan, I'll say a whole brush about it. I just remembered it. I didn't know about it. A president of Elephant told me to speak about it. I said, I'm a Tom in the house. This is what they came to prove to me, that I don't know what is happening. About Mikol Makoyim. Aber mir kann uns nicht, das nicht. A person has to know, a person that is empty, that doesn't have something, this is what he looks for. Where to go for a Shabbos, where to go for that. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a neshama. The neshama is only happy with Teir. A person has to know that. The Yitzhahore has a koyach to spoil the Purim for every bachar, what he does. A couple days before Purim, he doesn't learn like he has to. He's so empty. The neshama is empty, there's no gas. And he comes Purim, he tries to be happy. You know, he looks, where's the car, where somewhere is going. You know, he runs to this house. Before he knows it, Purim is over, Nebuch. And he waits for Purim for next year. If a person will know to be full with Teire, he will have a different Purim. I'm telling you, the Aleph Beis of Atzlocha of Purim is to be lektzach and learning. I know the Yitzhahore makes it hard, especially in the Ibaryo, it makes it hard to learn before Purim. Especially if it comes after Friday, Shabbos, Yom Chamishi, Tanis Esther, yeah? Most of the Yishtu Shalosh Yom Bela Teire, Chazal Seh Amolek came, yeah? Vayichnu B'Refidim. It's Mamash, this year Mamash works out, Chamishi, Shishi, Shabbos, and then Purim comes, or Yom Amolek, yeah? Mamash. It's the Atzis HaYetzu. If a person is lektzach and learning, he enjoys Purim. He's happy. Instead of planning velcha sheitel he'll wear Purim, or velcha hat, velcha jacket, if you will plan how to be lektzach and learning, the whole Purim, he doesn't want to learn too much. Purim is only 24 hours and he's scared he will learn too much. There'll be nothing left of the Purim. Say no. Lama zogam. Not. What's enough about the Purim? The whole Shabbos before he could learn. Doesn't have to go away. Whole Shabbos he could sit and learn. Friday, Shabbos. Put in something else from Friday, Shabbat. I'm not sure what he's learning. Oh, but to be lektzach and learning. When a neshama is full with teire, it's happy. When the neshama is empty, it's like a wet wall. You try to stick a piece of paper, it doesn't stick. You see the friars, they could do what they want. Allah avails, and they're not happy. Because in every restaurant, they could eat. They go, yeah, for where they want, they could eat. They don't have to look for rabbanut, yeah? They eat it home, they eat everything. Every person they invite them, they eat. They go to all over. They do every Averis. Why are they so empty? There's no simcha. There's no inside. There's no, the neshama doesn't go on coke. It doesn't go. It only goes on gas. It only goes on teire. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the teire. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the neshama. And Hashem said that the neshama is happy if it learns teire. On them is no simcha. Moses, Pkuda Hashem, Yeshorim, Yisam, Chaylev, Mitzvah Hashem, Boro. Teire is mesameach. On Teire is no simcha. So Bochum wants to enjoy Purim, to be lektzach and learning in the next couple days. To be lektzach and learning chazak. To be lektzach and learning with the ganze starkheit. If you lektzach and learning with the ganze starkheit, you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it. You'll have a simcha. Purim will come. You will manage to have the koyach. You will manage to have the koyach. So this is first, so I want to say the Radvarim a little bit, Hachon Ele Purim. First thing is, to be lektzach and learning. Mechayev yourself. And don't tell me, yeah, but doesn't matter if you mean, I didn't learn the whole Zman already, it wasn't if you mean in these 3 days. Finish does it. Everyone knows, you learn even for 5 hours, then the Shoma gets full. It's a mitzvah. Someone didn't eat for years, so I said, I didn't eat for years, what will help I'll eat today? If you eat for 2 hours, you'll be full up, yeah? Hazeidos, it's a mitzvah. Person learns a couple of days before Purim, and he comes for Purim, mitoich simchas ha-teire, I'm telling you, it's an andere Purim. Nothing will help. All of the miyonis that people think fuck out, it's a gosh. is the aleph bet. The second thing is to work on coming to the akore purim is emuna and boira olam. If you manage, as I state in Sforim, that every yom the koyach comes back, and purim comes this koyach to believe that everything is from boira olam. And when a person believes everything is from boira olam, is nothing bad in his life. His life is so good. He's so good. He's so happy. Everything is falling in place. It's toch boira olam. It's toch hazei good. It's toch hazei good. This bought Klal Yisrael that from Purim they got Hodar kiblu abimeach hashveirosh. Now, people will ask, but Chazal made it a koni. No, Purim is a day to be happy. No, chalt. Yeah. Come, Rabbi Shachar le Rab Zeire. Pshut, lo yikem pshut. Come, Rabbi Shachar le Rab Zeire. Mota gemore. Yeah. What's the pshat? You know, when a person is in a good mood, everything is good. When a person is down, everything is down. This koyach of emune, chizuk of emune, that brings people to mekabel teira be'ava. And why it brings people to mekabel teira be'ava? Why it's so hard to mekabel teira? What will be with parnaseh? What will be with gishmak? What will be with this? What will be with that? All these things that you're worried about is when you feel that it's bad and good. Or when you feel everything is run by the Beir HaOlam and it's Hatoiv VeAmeitiv. It's nothing else. Hatoiv VeAmeitiv. You take the wine, Ari Bein Shlolem, I believe Hatoiv VeAmeitiv. And you think for 5 minutes, even 5 minutes, and you mamish have this akor and you drink the wine, you mamish feel like Mein Olam Haba. And when you do it b'simcha, it has the effect. It signs it. It becomes written on your neshama. Emuna b'simcha, after Purim, you want to stay for another man. Straight. I see some people, they after Purim, they leave. So I say, I understand, but don't final your ticket, because mistam, if you go to the Purim, you want to stay. So I never have people, they're planning to have a Purim, and they're planning to leave the day after it. So they're not planning to have a Purim. They're having to have a happy day, how you call it. But so like yeah. But it's not like going away for Shabbos. But I'm saying, if a person is planning to have a real Purim, he has to know Efshar Motzi Purim, he is becoming Yom Kippur Eidah. And Purim brings you to that. Purim brings you to that akor. This is one part. There's another part in Purim. It's koyach ha-tefillah. Mordechai ve-Esther, we know Sigiven Mordechai, Sigiven Esther, we know all of it. There were Nevi'im, but Esther tells Mordechai, daven on me for 3 days. Daven on me for 3 days. Daven on me for 3 days. Fast, I need your tefillahs. U'vechen ovo yel ha-melech, kasher avadati, avadati. I need your tefillahs. Kodesh Baruch Hu is waiting for tefillahs. A person comes to this akore and he stands in Purim and he davens to Hashem and he davens to Hashem and we give him siyata dishmaya and learning and emune and he really davens. Kodesh Baruch Hu listens. Kodesh Baruch Hu could kirei agzar din. But what the Iker HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows you? What the Iker that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows you? Hashem shows you, showed in Purim, everything is there. Right. Klal Yisrael did a chet. The eight Mesudas HaChashverosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to pass in Kloyan Klal Yisrael. And Hashem is Kol Yochel. But when he's upset, I don't know if you're allowed to say this word. But when it's a charoinaf on Klal Yisrael, and it's a gzeire, he goes, he kills Vashti, he puts Esther, Bixen Veserish, makes a mais aledotten, Mordechai is the one, it's written in the book, everything is mesuder. It's ready for that sole, the punishment starts. Then in the minute Klal Yisrael do tshuva, everything is ready. You have a terrible roommate, terrible chavruse. Setrin, Setrin, Murzach. And you do tshuva, the Atzola is there. There's already a chavrusa that broke that is waiting for you. There's already a new rule. Everything is Mesudah. Not the Pshat, the Boira Olam has to create Yesh Me'ayin, how to save me. It's there. It's there. You don't see it every day. This was the message in Purim. Not if you will do tshuva, he will be there. Before the tshuva, the Boira Olam is there. I have now a list of tzoros. I have, like every one of you. List of tzoros. I don't know what is the answer, but I know on everyone is written down an answer. And 1 second, if I do the right tshuva, it will be fixed. I know that. I know that in effect. This is the emunah pool. This is the kesher if we have a boy oil. It's already there. Ask for it and do tshuva, and it's already mesudah right away. This is the avodah pool. This is the avodah. And if a person manages chap onto this avoida, Purim is such a givaldic talk. You know, you nimas in all of this narishkeit if you a little bit take the Purim to your hands. You nimas. If you hear what we said, hear it again and again, you'll be embarrassed of yourself to go to places that are a little bit lower. Fa'ikult. It's mamish fa'ikult. And sometimes you see people in Purim, I hope they will not stop in your house. Not the opposite, yeah? You just don't want to have shaykhs with these people. What's the shaykh? There's no shaykhs in between them and Purim, because it's a shaykh of wine. It's a shaykh of wine. It's the only thing it's a shaykh. What's the shaykhs? Like, you know, you see, achmonis, you see. When I come home, I'm a father. I have to, you know, my kids are all busy dressing up. Like, you know, I force myself to smile. Force myself to, like, today I woke up 7 o'clock, my son already tried to show me his costume, yeah? Like, I'm going to daven to Beir HaOlam. I said, no, chinuch. I said, it's also a mitzvah. I did it. I looked at his costume. I said, no, it's nice. But this is the Hargosha. It's such a special. Don't think it's Tam says Purim to Purim. It's the highest day. Because the Shpitz of Yom Kippur, when you touch Ne'ilah, you touch Beir HaOlam, right? You know that feeling? That niggin from the Kaddish, the Imam Shfil, you're holding on to Beir HaOlam. And Purim, you also feel the same feeling. Imam is holding on to Beir HaOlam. This is that. And I'm telling you, don't think that it's the Nebuchadnezzar feeling. This is the beautiful feeling. I'm telling you, if you will manage to get to that feeling, I'm telling you, you will be so happy. You can sit Motzei Purim and just enjoy Chmin Ha'id. I mean, the Aleinu of Ma'ariv. This is the Oleinu of Motzei Purim, and it reminds me every time the Oleinu of the Musafim from Kippur. This is the Oleinu. And then you see this guy still yelling in the middle of Oleinu of Mahal Bashika. Nebach, Nebach, Nebach. I feel like in the hospital, you know, in the Enamachle's department, when people yell when they get the treatments. Nebach. This is the end of his Purim, Oleinu with noises. I'm telling you, chaparayim, chaparayim, yom kodesh Purim hazeh. And if you come with such a hargosha, be'ezus Hashem, you'll be zeiche, leischazek, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you siyata dishmaya, lemala midarech hateva.